Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. It is nice to be in the studio right here with none other than Harry Porter, GM of the Sentinel Record itself. Hi, Harry.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing?
Lovely. And we got another gorgeous fall day.
Yes, we do.
I was checking that out on the way here. Now, it's not as cool as we all want. Can you get your folks at the paper maybe to adjust that in the weather section?
Well, John Williams is our weather specialist.
Is that right?
He has pointed out that we've got a frost coming.
So okay.
Just be on the lookout for John's weather. He'll keep you in line.
All right. And thank you, John, for that. Now, Harry, it's good to see you because obviously you and I talk, but this is the first time to sit down in the studio here and just chit-chat about some things that are not only important paper and customer-wise, but interesting. For example, paper. The Sentinel Record here started when? You mentioned back in the 1800s.
1877.
Mm-hmm. My dad was a young boy at that time. and by the way, my parents love the paper.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
On the iPad.
Oh, now, that's even better.
And I'm getting ahead of myself. But the paper started, was printed here right up until not too long ago.
Right. About 8 or 9 years ago, we... for business purposes, just transitioned it to Little Rock, where Little Rock was printing us.
Wow. So that is a long run of printing paper right here in the Spa City. Now, you've been with the paper here as general manager about 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah. Now, prior to that, where were you?
Well, I've been in the newspaper business for 30 years.
Okay.
I started in the newspaper business in Jonesboro, Arkansas at the Jonesboro Sun. I've worked at newspapers in Mississippi, Tennessee, Maryland, Delaware, and then here.
Now, here is what you're saying: newspapers are a pretty popular thing.
Yeah.
And it had, for the country's history, right?
That's right. We are. You know, you can look at a newspaper from just an individual's point of view. We print your birth announcement. We print the accomplishments of yourself, and your family, and your business throughout your life. And we print your obituary. So we're there with you from start to finish.
You sure are. It reminds me, I mentioned this on a previous podcast, but my dad, who was a minister and now is in the funeral business as a funeral director, he was in the business of hatching, matching, and dispatching. And that's what the paper describes.
That's
what you just said.
Right. Exactly.
Now, the Sentinel Record, did that come from two different names?
It came from two different papers. Previously, two papers merged.
Mm-hmm.
We also, for a while, printed a second paper called the New Era, and that was more of an afternoon paper for us for years and years.
Well, that's interesting. Now, you remember the Democrat Gazette is a blend
exactly.
of two papers.
Exactly. Most papers across the nation are that.
There's
some that now, not all of them take it to the level of, well, let's merge the names together. A lot of them just kind of one larger paper will buy a smaller paper mm-hmm. and just kind of absorb it into their coverage area. But, yeah, that's pretty typical, you know, because years ago it was not unusual for a town to have 3, 4, 5 newspapers.
Hmm.
And just through attrition and selling out, it just, you know, came down to one.
Yeah.
But most papers, I would say, 90-95% of papers are a conglomerate of other papers mixed together.
Interesting. My brain was just running through the newspaper as a historical piece in our country. I wonder, was it always the same size?
No. Back the newspaper, back when I got into the newspaper business 30 years ago, the newspaper was much wider. The printed page was much wider.
Huh.
Then probably 20 years ago-ish, it went to a smaller web. A lot of reasons for that. Obviously, it saves money. Paper is an expense. But also, the new presses that people were buying were set up to print the smaller size papers. Some papers are tabloid size.
Mm-hmm.
It just varies. But no, and if you go back even further than my 30 years, papers were much larger, just through time, the paper's gotten smaller.
It's so interesting to me because I remember as a kid it seemed like the two hardest things in life were folding a map and folding a newspaper.
Yes.
And so I was just joking with my folks. Again, they are one of the folks in town who have shifted to that tablet,
right.
And they absolutely love it. And I joked just last night. I said, "Well, this is much easier to fold."
That's right.
And you know, it just took a little bit of getting used to,
yes,
until you find out how to navigate through that thing, and it is useful. As the second hole in a button.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, you know, anybody, you know, I'm an old newspaper reader, been doing it for 30 years. When the idea first came to me, you know, that we were making this transition, I was like, oh man, I probably aren't going to like this. But as I've tried it, it is a completely different experience. When you use that replica, it reads just like the regular paper. You can blow up the print. You can make it larger. It'll read the paper to you if that's what you want. But what we've kind of done is we've embedded lots of extras in there. We put video in there. You touch the video icon, it plays a video of the event, whatever it is. It's a news story. It's a community event. We put video in there. We have Brighten Your Day with Brandy. It's kind of a lighthearted joke of the day type thing we put into every day's paper. We put our podcast in there. We have John's Weathers in there every week. There's so many extras that you could not do in a print product. And
yeah,
we're excited about it. We're doing lots of different things. And we think it's a great thing.
So I think, if I can think comparatively, it's not like we have done away with a paper.
No.
It's like going from a Model A or a Model T,
right,
to a Cadillac.
Exactly.
So it's just you know, we can say good old days,
right,
but
right.
I like the days with the air conditioner.
That's right.
And now you say we have these great features on the iPad. So, and you mentioned podcasts. This podcast is not the only one. And
no,
folks,
no.
if you're commuting to work, or you know, hanging out and you have a little time, maybe it's a lunch break. Check on these podcasts. You have what we're doing now, which is called Behind the Business. Now, you also have Her, the podcast,
right,
emphasizing the ladies.
That's right. We just launched this not long ago, and what this podcast is designed to do, we talk to women in the community, whether they're business owners, business managers, or people that just have an impact on the community, about their life, how they got started, how they got to where they are, and how they give back to the community. It's something that highlights female accomplishment is kind of what we hope to do with that.
And that's local ladies?
That's all local. All of our podcasts are 100%
good.
Local.
Yeah, okay. Wonderful. So that's for the ladies. That's interesting. There's another one that is hosted by a lady named, this lady is a beautiful lady named Victoria. Have you met her?
I've met her a few times.
Yeah, I think she also goes by Mrs. Porter.
That's right. Now,
and she handles what's called Healthy Hot Springs.
Right.
Now, Healthy Hot Springs meaning what?
What she tries to do every week, she tries to talk to a different person in the healthcare field, whether it's therapists, whether it's nurses, whether it's doctors, dentists, eye care people, and talk to them about local things and how people locally can become healthier and things that are happening in the healthcare field that impact people locally.
Which is important. I heard I guess it's kind of a joke. The older we get, the more we find ourselves talking about weather and health. Have you heard this? But you know what? We can talk about health as youngsters too, because this is something that affects every one of us as humans. What a great podcast. I'm sure folks need to join Victoria with the Healthy Hot Springs podcast. Now, there's one other called Checked Out.
Mm-hmm. That's the library puts that out. And
okay.
It's about events and things happening at the library and around the library.
And the library, by the way, is another thing that has changed with the times. If you have not been lately, folks, stop by the Garden County Library. It is really a new creature.
Excellent.
Lots to learn there, too.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
So that's fun. The podcasts are rolling. The tablet is accepted. Now, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. You've really had some good acceptance to the iPad.
Yes.
Is that right?
The iPad is doing well. Mm-hmm. The iPad really is kind of a gateway for us. A lot of what we're seeing new subscribers do is, a lot of our new subscribers already have an iPad, and so what they do is they download our app and read it on their phone or their personal iPad. So the iPad was kind of a introduction to our more established readers to kind of get used to a digital product. We still do the iPad. If somebody wants to subscribe and get an iPad with their subscription, we still do that. But what we are seeing as far as a trend is most people are subscribing and putting it on their already existing devices.
Yeah, more and more we'll have these
devices
left and right. Is it true that the Sentinel Record is kind of a trailblazer with that idea?
Well, the Waco Media, Mr. Hussman, our owner and publisher, he had the idea that he wanted to transition from a printed product to a digital product. And he came up with the idea of the iPads. He does this iPad idea now at every one of his papers. He owns a paper in Chattanooga. He owns Little Rock paper. He owns the Northwest Arkansas paper. He owns the Texarkana paper, Camden, Magnolia, El Dorado, and us. We are doing the iPads at every one of those papers, and it's been successful at every stop along the way because Mr. Hussman's belief is in quality journalism. That's all Mr. Hussman cares about. And believe me, as I said, I've been in this newspaper business for 30 years, and I can tell you honestly that Mr. Hussman is one of the, if not the only, newspaper publisher whose top priority is journalism. Most newspapers, to be honest, top priority is making a profit. That's not Mr. Hussman's drive. Mr. Hussman's drive is journalism, and that's because, you know, he puts his money where his mouth is. He bought all of these iPads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a massive millions and millions of dollars expense that he put out, and he did that to keep local journalism out there for the public.
Gotcha. There's an old joke that goes like this. It says there was a church that was discussing purchasing a chandelier. And a fellow stood up in the back. Finally, he said, "I tell you what, I'm against it. We don't know how to spell it. We don't need one. That's a lot of money. And besides, what we really need in here is light." You know, and so here I'm thinking Mr. Hussman's idea of saying, here's how we can still remain relevant.
Absolutely.
We can stay with the times. Let's bring it up to speed. And he said, "Here, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is." And here we are today.
Absolutely. And I tell people all the time, you know, people all the time talk about, oh, as you said, the good old days. Talk to somebody probably below the age of 40. They're not looking to go pick up a piece of paper out of their driveway and read it. They want to reach in their pocket, get their phone out, and pull up the news. You know, regardless of what we've done in the past, we have to deliver the news in the way people want to consume it. People want to consume it on their devices.
Yeah,
they don't want to walk out into their driveway and pick up a piece of paper.
And, you know, in a humorous way, let me say, everyone listening can probably think to the time, no matter how good your paper carrier was, it was in the bush one time, or got scraped and the rain leaked in the bag.
Exactly.
We don't have that anymore.
Exactly
now,
right.
Now, you still deliver papers, though.
Yes,
when does that happen?
We still deliver a Sunday edition if you choose to take it. If you want to take the Sunday print edition, if it's within our delivery area, we will deliver a Sunday print edition to you. Same cost. No additional cost. But what we have also seen in that trend is when we first originally did the transition, everybody was, yeah, I'll take the iPad, but I want that Sunday print too. What we have seen is as people have gotten used to the iPad, they'll call and say, I don't want that Sunday print anymore. I read it. I don't even get up and walk out. The only time I get it is when I go out Monday morning or go out Sunday to get to church, and I pick it up and I just throw it immediately in the trash because I've already read it on my iPad.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's just kind of... The print piece of our product is nowhere near as dominant as it was. People are consuming us digitally now.
I hear you. Okay, back to Harry Potter. You in Jonesboro, were you at school at ASU?
No, I didn't go. I went to a very small community college called MCCC at the time, Mississippi County Community College.
Okay.
I went there right out of high school and...
I mean, so was journalism your thing?
No. Journalism was never my thing.
Oh, is that right?
No. Right out of high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do, to be honest. So I just went to the local community college there. Some things happened with my family. My dad passed, and so I had to quit school and went to work and did a little bit of everything. I was city clerk for my small hometown for a while. Then I delivered Pepsi Cola off a Pepsi route truck for years, and then I went and sold cars for a while, and then I was fortunate enough to get the job at the Jonesboro Sun selling advertising, and been in the business ever since.
Okay, so you didn't start on a bicycle. I see you on as a kid on a bike slinging papers. You didn't do that.
No, okay. I didn't. Now I have slung plenty of papers in my time. I've delivered many a route in my time, but not on a bicycle.
Not on a bike. That's classic. That's too bad. MCCC, that rings a bell. I lived in Blytheville as a kid. We were at the Air Force Base there. Right. What town is MCCC?
It's Blytheville.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Well, very good. And so that was, you say, 30-plus years?
30-plus years.
That put you about 39, I guess?
Yeah, about 39.
39. Yeah. Now, is it true that J.K. Rowling based her book on you?
I wish.
Harry Potter.
That's right. I'm one letter off and,
oh, that's
and
true.
Millions
yeah, that's
of
right.
dollars.
Millions of dollars. Yeah. Now, speaking of millions of dollars, this is a big operation, Center Record. Mm-hmm. How does it compare with other cities? Are we up there with
I will tell
readership?
You, yes, we're strong in readership. The Sentinel Record is a very unique entity, and it's unique because of the people that work here. Mm. The people that work here make us, in my, some would say, biased opinion, we're the best newspaper in the country.
All right.
Bar none. We are, to my knowledge, one of the only papers that have full-time videographers on staff. We're one of the only papers that have a podcast network attached to us. We have been recognized by industry people as the best paper editorially, things we put out, the journalism that we do. And that's all testament to the people that work here. The Sentinel Record is a very, very successful entity.
Let me interrupt you for a minute, because earlier you said today, more than any other time in the paper's history, today is the largest number of folks reading.
More people read the Sentinel Record today than at any time in our history. Well, on average, we have 100,000 people read our product every month.
And that's amazing. But now, and earlier you said even during what we call the golden age of the paper, 50s and 60s, the movies, every single person everywhere is having a paper in the hand.
Exactly.
But yet today we have more readership.
That's right. Today is more readers than ever.
And I think that gives testimony to not only the job well done that you were mentioning, but the fact that that this is something. Well, hey, let me phrase it this way. Folks who are listening who are subscribers are going, yeah, I understand that.
Right.
Folks who are listening who are not subscribers, maybe this is your turn to say, I better check that out. This I'm missing out on something.
Exactly.
So how do they subscribe?
It's very simple. You can subscribe. You can call us. You can come into our office. Or the easiest way is to go to hotsr.com and hit the subscribe button. It'll walk you through everything you need to do. And if you want an iPad, you can come in to, we'll deliver the iPad, or we'll take it, we'll bring it to your house. We'll make it as easy as possible for you to subscribe if you want to subscribe.
Okay, that is not hard. Matter of fact, let's repeat the the website, www.hot, for Hot Springs, H-O-T, no spaces, but put in SR for Sentinel Record.
Correct.
.com. Mm-hmm. HotSR.com. There's lots. It's so interesting because we have so much that we've talked about, so much more that can be talked about, and yet so many people already enjoying us. So if you're not subscribed, let's check it out, find out why this is better than ever today. It's been good to sit with the general manager, Harry Potter, today in the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ken. I had a blast.
we'll walk you back to your office over here in a minute.
Okay.
But we have enjoyed it, and we look forward to next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.